A promising cancer drug developed in Cincinnati will soon be tested on children. BXQ350 is already showing signs it's working on adults who have brain and GI tumors. Here's Focus on Technology. This is 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Ann Thompson. Rhonda McCord of Independence, Kentucky, eventually went to the emergency room when her stomach pain got so bad she couldn't take it anymore. A CT scan showed it was something different than the pancreatitis that doctors and nurses first thought.
The doctor shut the door, pulled the curtain around, and said, "You have a mass on your colon and it's spread to your liver. It looks like stage 4 colon cancer."
And that shocked you?
Oh, I was completely shocked. I was 47. I wasn't even old enough to have a colonoscopy at the time.
That was 3 years ago, and chemotherapy hasn't really worked. She got so sick that doctors suggested cutting back on the chemo, and that's when the cancer spread more. The mother of four was especially thinking about her youngest, who was 12 at the time.
I said, "I'm not leaving him. I don't care what it takes. I'm not leaving him."
Rhonda continued with chemo until last month and has just started BXQ350. The drug is made by Bexion Pharmaceuticals in Covington and is showing promise. Her husband, Kent, first learned about the new medicine months earlier and feels fortunate his wife is part of this UC clinical trial.
They asked us the question how far we were willing to travel. My response was, "We'll go to Mars if we got to. I mean, whatever it takes."
The drug has been a long time coming. More than a decade ago, Bexion president Ray Takagiku saw the technology that formed the basis of the new drug at Cincinnati Children's Hospital.
We didn't understand what was happening at the time, but it looked like there was some intriguing anti-cancer activity.
Takagiku licensed the technology from Children's Hospital, and the drug is now showing promise in brain, colon, pancreatic, and some rare cancers. It's a synthetic version of sapazin C, a naturally occurring protein.
We have a very safe and tolerable drug. We went up to our highest planned dose without any serious adverse events. So the patients responded well to our drug. So I cautiously say, you know, we have evidence of activity. We have patients who have been on our drug for over 2 years and are doing well.
One of those patients is Bob Ruley. The 64-year-old brain cancer patient was the first to get the drug, and Takagiku shows me his MRI.
This is January of 2018, in which the primary tumor appears to be virtually gone here, but there's this big area of new enhancement.
His original tumor disappeared and a suspicious area surfaced, but doctors discovered there weren't many cancer cells in that new area. What's so special about this drug is that it appears to only attack the cancer cells. Dr. John Morris, the principal investigator in the Bexion trial, explains how the drug works.
This turns on a death pathway into cells. It kills cells. It's then enveloped in a fatty material called DOPS, D-O-P-S, that targets it specifically to cancer cells and the blood vessels that grow into cancer cells. So it's almost like a cruise missile to kill cancer.
A clinical trial with children will begin later this year. In the meantime, even though Rhonda McCord has been on the drug a very short time, her husband says this is the best she's looked in 3 years.
I'm an optimist by nature, and it's going to work, and everything's going to be good.
The McCords are planning to go to Florida this month, the first time Rhonda has felt up to it. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.